Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. All right, we're more organized now. We've had a chance to figure out what we're doing this morning.
My eyes are fully open.
We've got some guests coming in a little bit later. We'll do an impossible question, and we've still got those tickets to give away.
We've got tickets to see the Everly Brothers Experience this Friday at State Theater.
Okay, we've got a pair of those we'll give away sometime before 10 o'clock this morning. We've got a whole bunch more stuff, too. So we didn't get to go do anything yesterday. I was very busy, and you had to go to a doctor's appointment. So
in another state.
Yeah.
In Nashville.
Yeah. But still, I mean, it wasn't like it was like here.
Right.
So everything's good with you. Everything's good with me.
Yeah. The appointment was great.
Good.
I always enjoy going to see, it's my endocrinologist for my diabetes.
Bless you.
And... he's been my doctor since I was in college. So,
and since you're 45 and you graduated at the same time most people would normally go straight from high school into college, that's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. I have been with him for quite a while. We're committed.
You've been with him longer than you've been with Gary.
That is true.
This is your longest relationship.
Well, except for with my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than your parents, this is your longest relationship.
And it's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one. So, we had a great time. And he knows that I live here. He knows that I work here. And so it's cool because he'll say,
does he stream us ever?
Sometime. And I asked him, I said, you can listen to podcasts. And he said, yeah, I don't do the podcast thing. But the streaming he has done. So it's pretty cool because there he is in Nashville, doing his doctor stuff. And he's
doing his doctor.
And he's very good at what he does, too. So, I told him, I'm like, when you retire, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to, still consult with you or something. And he was like, no, that can't happen. That's not the way this works. I'm like, but what am I going to do when you retire? You just can't ever retire. That's just not going to be a thing.
I don't know that brings up an interesting point. Would he even legally be allowed to consult with you if he was retired? I mean,
no. I mean, because they have rules.
But I'm saying, what if he, because I mean, I'm guessing he would give up his medical license if he wasn't actually practicing.
I don't know.
And then, so though he would have the education and certainly the experience and the intelligence, he wouldn't have the right.
True. But I still want to be his friend.
You can be his friend without him being your doctor.
The only way I talk to him is through the doctor's office. So I'm going to have to say, look, not to be weird or anything, but can I just have your email address? I mean, I just want to be like, how do you connect with someone?
Even
I
don't after know, all how this many time.
People, how many people have a doctor that they have stuck with? Like, I mean, I could have moved anywhere in the world
true.
When Gary was in the Army, and I would have flown back to see him because that's how good of a connection we have, and he helps take care of me.
Well, he's kept you alive for 20-something years. So,
and so that is valuable or invaluable. So that's... I don't know. I mean,
I bet he'll have a recommendation. I bet he'll have somebody he wants you to use.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt there.
But don't go borrowing trouble. He hasn't retired yet.
No, but it's going to happen. And I just don't want to be caught by surprise. Like when I come in there, 3 months from now and he's like, okay, today's the day. No, 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 no. Not ready. Just give me your email address. We could just still talk.
You're a little clingy. You're like a bad girlfriend. Yeah. Oh, it's Bastille and Pompeii. It's Brian and Clingy.